It being Friday at around 8:30, it's time for the Arts File. So, here's Carrie Nolan.
Time was, you could count on a theater orchestra to just stay out of sight. It's not called an orchestra pit for nothing, after all. Well, things have changed a little bit. Audiences still go to the theater to see the Wicked Witches in Wicked, or rock musician Billy Joe Armstrong in his musical American Idiot. But the musicians, whether it's a jazz combo, a rock band, or a small orchestra, are increasingly showing up on stage. We wondered whether this trend is a good thing. New York Post theater critic Elizabeth Vincentelli says that having the band on stage can really add something, especially to a rock musical.
This may have something to do with creating some kind of, or adding some kind of energy on stage. It also seems to happen with rock musical because they have a smaller cast, and it's a way to actually fill the stage and make it look busier.
Vincentelli says it works especially well in musicals like Fela, where the band is part of the story, but she says it can also be a good idea financially.
You can turn the pit into seats that you can sell, which is added revenue, of course, because we're talking about prime orchestra seats there.
The other financial benefit to producers, of course, is that there are generally fewer musicians to pay. Though the musicians are often spread across the stage or perched high up on the set, Vincentelli says the band can take the audience's attention away from the action.
Yeah, I think it can be a distraction, especially if you get like a kind of animated conductor or... And sometimes it just drives home the point that there's not that much happening with the show, so your eye starts wandering to the musician, which is not a good sign for the show.
Some shows, like 2005's revival of the musical Sweeney Todd, had the actors playing instruments as well as singing. As far as those are concerned, Vincentelli says Sweeney Todd was a perfect storm of talent.
It's really not something you can turn into a formula. It is just too complicated. You start compromising on the original arrangements. I just think there's a lot more to lose than to gain in that approach.
As more shows are opting for smaller orchestras and filling out their sound with recordings, Vincentelli says City Center's Encores series is the place to go to see musical theater orchestras at work.
The Encores musicals are performed following the original arrangements, and they tend to date back to a time when Broadway orchestra were a lot bigger. So they're very lush. They're really sensational arrangements. And to hear them performed by a big orchestra that you can see, it's really wonderful to see that huge beast all working together on stage.
Before Lord God made the sea and the land, he held all the stars in the palm of his hand.
The next band on stage at City Center will be performing Kurt Weill's music in a performance of 1949's Lost in the Stars. Elizabeth Vincentelli is the theater critic for the New York Post, and that's this week's Arts File on Classical 105.9 FM, WQXR.